How you doing?
Hi, who's this?
Anonymous.
Oh, okay.
I am anonymous.
That's good to hear. What's wrong?
I wrote Barrett Brown leads Anonymous into certain doom.
Oh, yeah. And what's your purpose in all this? What's your intent? Do you actually think I'm leading Anonymous into certain doom or some such thing?
How could you not be? The FBI is in that IRC chat.
The FBI was in the IRC chat before I ever got involved, and I'm the one who got the lawyers and shit like that. And they got hit with the FBI in order to provide legal assistance to those who couldn't afford it or didn't have it.
So you must know some lawyers who need money, and you are just drumming up business for them?
No, they're doing a pro bono, actually. That's already been talked about in the press, actually, quite a bit.
Come on, don't talk about your boners here.
I'm also recording. They're operating pro bono. That's pretty much public knowledge at this point. Obviously, you know, are you accusing me of taking a cut of these lawyers' pro bono non-existent?
Hey man, why would you lead people into an IRC chat when you know that the FBI is in?
Because it's not illegal to be in an IRC chat, and we don't know the extent to which the FBI is in there. And again, it's only illegal to perform DDoS attacks. You know, that's their own choice to do so.
I have to wonder if leading internet activists who, you know, have generally good intentions, what they call moral fag anonymous, right into the FBI, if that doesn't, you know, bring unneeded, unwanted attention on those people. Because, you know, they're goobers and everything, but I still think that they deserve privacy and they deserve the right to have their voice. And putting them right into the FBI is just scaring people into not having a voice at all.
I don't think so. I think more accurately, they have the right to decide if they want to get involved with Anonymous, knowing full well that the FBI is looking into us, and they have the right to decide if they're going to get a DDoS attack or anything like that. I encourage people to involve in legal research and media work by the DDoS attack. I don't run any DDoS attacks in my operations. Operation Metal Gear, for instance, is a crowdsourced research.
I didn't say you were running DDoS attacks on these people.
But I'm just pointing out additionally. Again, like, you know, I'm
well, you're a really good guy for not DOSing those people. I don't DOS them either. Does that make me a... what does that make me?
Okay. Let me ask you again about a few minutes ago when you said, you implied that I was taking a cut from the salaries and lawyers from that business point. Now that I've pointed out that that's not the case, does that change your mind a little bit about me, or are you still going to keep thinking about it in the same terms? You seem to think that I'm involved in corruption of some sort like that. Which is a pretty significant thing to think about me. I'm not sure where you get that impression from.
Well,
what do you think?
Don't be so paranoid. Just relax.
You asked me that question, Richard. You asked me, drawing up business for these lawyers, and I'm told to explain to you that public record these lawyers are working for free. These are lawyers who work for the National Lawyers Guild to provide legal assistance to those in trouble for these kind of things. And I fucking stuck my neck out and got these people called in favors to get them for Anonymous. You can talk to any number of people who are rated and who are provided that legal assistance for free. So again, it makes me uncomfortable that you're asking those kind of questions, which, you know, if you're really that interested in me, you should do the basic research, go on Google, and find out about what I've done for legal stuff, or go talk to people, rather than, you know, then assuming, like, that I'm doing some kind of corrupt activity. That's my concern.
Well, I want to know it. Okay, well, don't take it so personally. What have you done?
I was certainly involved in Operation
Usually,
trying to
bring all the heat on
them. I didn't bring the heat. I wasn't involved in anything at all. The stuff they did the lawyers came for happened for Operation Payback way before I was active and Anonymous. I had nothing to do with that. So basically, they got themselves getting the heat on, despite what you just said, for no reason. And I came and helped them. So does that change your mind? Does that me having told you that, or you still have the same opinion?
I don't know if I consider you the hero that you're describing yourself as, but I understand what you're saying.
I'm using actual terminology to describe myself. I didn't call myself a hero. You're putting that in my mouth in order to discredit it. That's what's called a straw man. Those are important things to learn if you're going to engage in writing about people online. You want to make sure that you're doing an intellectually honest job of it, as opposed to taking every opportunity to put someone in a false light despite having no information about that subject. You understand what I'm saying? I think that's an important thing. That's the difference between like a journalist and like a crazy person who writes shit on the web. You know what I'm saying?
Well, set me straight then. What am I doing wrong?
You're writing an article with headlines saying Eric Brown leading Adonis into a fucking, you know, honeypot, and writing an article that apparently, I mean, Kilgore Strauss said was satire, but based on what you're asserting about me, based on you taking every opportunity to pretend that I'm A, like, you know, taking a cut from this non-existent salary from the lawyers, and B, brought the heat on people for something I wasn't involved in, that makes me think that your intent is to discredit me. And I think this conversation has kind of shown to me that you're not being very intellectually honest or giving me, like, you know, or paying attention to the facts. I mean, like, firstly, if I said, like, oh, hey, James, are you involved, are you setting up with lawyers so you can get a cut of the action, and then you say, like, no, here's why I'm not, here's, like, the evidence of it, I'd be like, oh, shit, I'm sorry, I feel bad about that. You don't seem to be sort of, like, backing off to any extent, even though I've given you the facts based on the assertion.
Actually, I only mentioned it once, and I was saying it as a joke, but what I'm really getting at here is, of course you didn't bring the heat on anybody during Operation Payback. What I'm saying is, why now, after all this, and after everybody looks up to you, would you say, hey, everybody, get in here where the FBI hangs out, let's talk about the new shit we're going to do. Why not bring them to something better? And an option, a dead old useless animal, man. You're just beating it to death.
I'm asking them to come in there to work on legal stuff, and yet there's nothing, absolutely nothing illegal about going into an IRC simply because the FBI is monitoring it. There's nothing dangerous about that necessarily.
What
not going to arrest
discussing?
Everybody. What?
What were you discussing?
We discussed Operation Metal Gear, we discussed surveillance by the government, we discussed, you know, these operations involving persona management, we discussed how to set up, how to get information from. We have journalists coming in there working with us, and none of those journalists who have, you know, who have a better understanding of the situation, none of them are like freaked out that, like, you know, I'm allegedly leading people into trouble. Because
which,
I'm not.
Which journalists?
I mean, this is kind of, what?
Which journalists are going there to help you?
I have two. Ian Cobain with The Guardian, there's Michael Riley with Bloomberg, there's Nikki Hagar, who's a fellow who was Echelon in the 90s in New Zealand, who's an investigative journalist. There's Gabriella Coleman is not really, she's kind of a journalist, mostly a sociologist at NYU. And these are all people, you know, that's some of them. And these are all people who work with us on Operation Metal Gear and who know that obviously there's nothing illegal about going into an IRC chat and discussing research that we're doing. And me bringing people to do that has absolutely no effect on them legally. There's absolutely no way the FBI can say, hey, you came into an IRC. Totally legal IRC that we happen to be investigating some actions that occurred there at some point. It didn't be like me saying, come to a nightclub, and there was a murder at that nightclub at some point, and they're still investigating, they come in, like, again, like, it's the idea that I'm bringing people into legal jeopardy is nonsense. I've done the exact opposite of that.
You know, anyone who spends over $4,000 is monitored by the Patriot Act.
$4,000 on what?
On anything. If $4,000 comes into or leaves your bank account, then you're subject to the Patriot Act. In addition to that, anything you do on the internet, you just go into a chat blacklisted by the FBI, and there you go. You're on their list, and then you're under surveillance. You're considered.
What?
And then they're knocking on your door for no reason at all because you happen to communicate with some people.
So they're surveying thousands of people at once now because they've gone to IRC, and they're going to knock on their door because of it?
Well, they've always done that. Ever since the 1960s, you know, the FBI has been in these underground
groups. They don't knock on the door of every single person who's locked in the IRC. On the contrary, they've knocked on 40 doors of people who they suspect of being involved in the DDoS attack.
More than 40.
Well, 40 in the U.S., and then elsewhere, or at least 40 in the U.S., I don't know exactly how many, and then arrested by 5 in the U.K., again, for the MasterCard attack, which, again, I was not involved in, and which, again, I brought in lawyers to assist those in the U.S.
You were involved in
this. Okay. I know, again, I'm pointing out that you're making this assertion that I'm
involved. You know, it makes me wonder if you were involved.
Whose business, dude?
Some faggot, and he's free to want to kill
more. For yourself, Barrett Brown uses the word faggot. Yeah, you're really bringing people together under a good message, aren't you?
I'm not here to bring you together. I think you're kind of a nut. I have no reason to try to bring you into anonymous. You made up a lot of bizarre assertions about me in print that don't make any sense.
You're not going to bring me into anonymous, dude? I totally want to be an anonymous. Come on, bring me in. Please?
Sure.
Cut me a break, dude.
Up you cock, silent undercut.
I don't have time to talk to you. This is evidence.
Dude, let me in on anonymous. You just said you were going to bring me in. Come on, that's not fair. Doesn't everybody deserve a fair voice in Anonymous?
You're not in Anonymous, sweetheart. And you don't get a fair voice on my thing. No, this is not a constitutional matter.
I'm anonymous because people don't know me.
Yeah, you're lowercase anonymous. Very clever. I don't know that before. All right, look, if you have anything else you need to discuss, because again, what you're doing is very disingenuous. You're not even really able to put a position forward. You've got to write nonsense. You're kind of unhinged, clearly. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, man. I have no interest in dealing with you.
I'm worried about you.
Why did you call? That's fantastic. I'm worried about me, too. Okay, I gotta go now. It's been fucking real. Thanks.
Wow.